Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. This morning, our text gives us a brief glimpse of Jesus' family. Reading a bit of a commentary in preparation for this sermon, the commentary said it cannot be convincingly decided from the records we possess whether the brothers mentioned were from Mary and Joseph after Mary had had Jesus, or if they had been from a previous marriage of Joseph's, or just where exactly his brothers had come from. What we do find in our text is they went out to lay hands on him, to stop him from doing what he was doing. Has your family ever thought that you were crazy? Granted, some things we might do can be pretty out there sometimes. But a time when you were right in your line of thinking, when you were right, has your family ever thought you were dead wrong and that you needed to be stopped? It is the idea today that blood is thicker than most things, if not everything. For that reason, it can be very hard to stick to something you know is right if your whole family is against it. Again, that can refer to any number of things for which you might be standing, and even when you are in the right for standing for those things. But today's text is about fighting for the Scriptures, fighting for what is right spiritually, making a stand for the Scriptures. For Jesus had to do just that, despite having the leaders of the temple say that he was doing his work by the power of Beelzebul and against what his family thought was sane. Jesus went home and the crowd gathered again so that they could not even eat. And when his family heard it, they went out to seize him, for they were saying, "He is out of his mind." Before the Pharisees made their judgment that Jesus must be driving out demons, by Beelzebul, Jesus simply returned home, bringing with him his newfound disciples. When the crowds heard that Jesus was home, they crowded around his disciples and him so much that they could not even eat. And as soon as his family heard it, they decided that Jesus was no longer operating rationally, and they went to stop him. The reason why Jesus' family concluded that he was out of his mind is not for certain. What is for certain is that they did indeed go to try to stop him. But do you suppose that entered the minds of Jesus' family just who it was they were trying to stop? This is the one who had been born of a virgin in a stable. And not just any virgin, but their own mother. This was also the one who had remained behind in the temple and had asked the teachers or the temple teachers questions when they had left in their caravan and had to go back to find him. This is the one about whom God had spoken from the clouds at his baptism. This is the one who had converted water, two hydrogen atoms and an atom of oxygen, into wine, a drink made from grapes. That is his first miracle at the wedding in Cana. Do you suppose they were thinking of these things when they went to stop Jesus, claiming he was out of his mind? What about you? Have you ever thought something from God's word was crazy? If so, do you remember that Jesus was the one who was born of the Virgin Mary? Do you remember that Jesus is the one who remained behind and asked those questions in the temple? Do you consider that God's word is where we hear that God himself spoke to Jesus and about Jesus at his baptism? Yes, some things in God's word are a little out there, like changing water into wine. And yet it is still God's word. Not the word of Beelzebul or Satan, as we hear in our next verses. Then the scribes came down from Jerusalem and were saying, "He is possessed by Beelzebul. And by the prince of demons he cast out the demons." And he called them to him and said to them in parables, "How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but is coming to an end. Truly I say to you, all sins will be forgiven the children of man, and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they were saying, he has an unclean spirit. If Jesus' family thought that he was crazy, what the scribes thought was worse. They believed he was possessed by Beelzebul. That's the word. That's the gossip they were spreading about Jesus. Today we know that that's not the case. But what about at Jesus' time? Did those hearing the scribes know Jesus yet? Or were they just trusting what the scribes were saying? Were they putting everything in the best construction? Did they go to speak to Jesus themselves like Nicodemus? How often might someone accuse you of the same? Do you just state the word of someone about someone else? Or do you defend your neighbor's reputation? Jesus didn't need anyone to defend him. He knew what the scribes were saying, and he called them over to speak with them. Then in parables, he taught them that Satan could not cast out Satan. As I showed the children this morning, a house divided against itself, even a house of cards, cannot stand. Not even Satan's. But Jesus also warned them, all sins will be forgiven the children of man, and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. It is never wise to go against God and His Word, no matter how crazy God's Word may sound. In this text, Jesus had not done too many things which might even have been considered all that ludicrous. He had healed a man with a withered hand, and according to some gospel texts, he had healed a demoniac. But in our text, all he had done was gone home, and a great crowd had surrounded him. And yet the scribes had heard what he had done and were falsely accusing him of ultimately working with Satan. Even Jesus' family had been on their way to stop him. His mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. And a crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, your mother and your brothers are outside seeking you. And he answered them, who are my mother and my brothers? And looking at those who sat around him, he said, here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother. Jesus' family attempted to get in the way of his work. But he showed them that there is something more important than anything else. Even more important than blood or family. His work of salvation. The gospel. By claiming those around him as his brother and sister and mother, Jesus was saying that he was going to do his mission despite the worries of his earthly family. Jesus would head to the cross to die for all sinners, including his mother and his brothers. He would pay the price for their sins and for the sins of all people. If he had relented to his family's desire for him to stop, they and we all would be doomed. So when it comes to doing God's will, it is better to do it and be thought crazy than to not do it and not accomplish the purpose which God has set before you. Unfortunately, we fail so often to do this. We fail to love God more than our own families. And when we do, we sin against God. But thanks again be to God through His Son Jesus, that Jesus did not leave it there, but He went to the cross. There he paid the price for all of your sins, including loving your family more than God, your brothers and sisters and mothers and every member of your family more than him. Jesus did this despite being considered crazy and out of his mind and even demon-possessed for doing it. And he did all of these things for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds ever faithful unto life everlasting. Amen.